Well, it's time for our COVID-19 update with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us this morning, VP of Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, Barney Larry, Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist, Director of Marketing, Tobias Pugsley, and David Stultz, the Baxter County Office of Emergency Management Director. Barney, we'll let you start with those latest statewide numbers this morning.
Well, good morning, Brad. We're just glad to be here today. In Arkansas, Brad, we have a total of 66,021 total cases with 5,844 who are currently active. We have 409 who are hospitalized, 84 of those are on ventilators, and unfortunately we have 917 deaths. In Baxter County, we've had a total of 161 total cases, 30 are currently active, and we've had one death. System-wide, we have had 17 employees that have been positive, 6 are active. We've had 25 admissions, 6 are currently in ICU presently, and 1 is on a vent, and we've unfortunately had 5 deaths. We've tested 4,974 with 125 being positive. So those are numbers. We continue to see some growth in the positive cases here in Baxter County.
Now, Barney, are the community support houses at Baxter Regional open? And if so, what's the best way to get information about what they're offering during COVID-19?
Brad, they definitely are open. Our Pites, our Schliemann Center, our Rappel House, and our Maruck Family Education Center all are open. I've just got to congratulate all of our coordinators in all of our houses. They've done a great job of opening these houses who are much needed by our community. And so if people want information about the houses and the services that are going on, they can call us at the Foundation 508-1770. That's 508-1770, and we'll have to get them connected with the coordinators at each of those houses.
Very good. Stephanie, let's start with you this morning. Several questions from a listener. They asked, if a person tests positive and they've been quarantined for 14 days, then they test positive again, what are they to do? Do they keep being quarantined?
So just to clarify, when a person gets exposed, that is when they start their 14-day quarantine. So they are to quarantine for 14 days from their exposure. So that's the 14-day quarantine window. However, if they start to develop symptoms and they test positive, or if they have a positive result without symptoms, then they start what's called the isolation period. So then that 14-day quarantine window kind of goes out the window, and then they begin their isolation. Now, too, the Arkansas Department of Health is saying not to do a test-based strategy to get them outside of that isolation period, because what can happen is what we're finding is that these individuals will actually test positive for potentially a couple of months. Our PCR test is so sensitive that it will actually continue to pick up the dead virus even though they are no longer contagious. And so the recommendation is to follow what's called a symptom-based strategy. So once you test positive and you have a mild illness or no symptoms at all, you are to stay in isolation for 10 days from either onset of symptoms or from that positive test. And you also have to have improvement in symptoms and fever-free for 24 hours. If you meet that criteria, then you can come out of isolation. The other caveat there, though, is that if you have a severe illness or if you are immunocompromised, then that isolation period is extended out to 20 days. So then you're to stay in isolation for 20 days with improvement in symptoms and fever-free for 24 hours.
Okay. Question from Facebook, Stephanie. Are the deaths that you all are reporting actually from COVID? We hear if someone has a heart attack but has COVID, it'll be considered a COVID death. Now, is that true?
So basically anybody that is has an active COVID infection, regardless of their comorbidities, and of course the individuals that we're seeing coming into the hospital, most of them have comorbidities or other conditions such as congestive heart failure, COPD, but they also have active COVID infection. And if those individuals die, then yes, that is going to get reported as a COVID death as long as that is what is reflected on the death certificate. And, of course, I also want to add that this is the same for flu deaths as well. You know, any individual that comes in with flu, even though they have other conditions, it is going to be reported as a flu death. So it is no different than how they've reported those as well.
Stephanie, another Facebook user, wanted to know how many total vents does the hospital have to use for patients?
So we do have 17 ventilators, but we also have several anesthesia machines that if we needed to, those can be used as ventilators.
Okay. What another question we had sent to us, let's talk about the difference between the antigen, antibody, and PCR test, and are they all nasal swabs or are they blood draws, and what are you using there at Baxter Regional?
So we actually do have all three here at Baxter Regional, and the difference between the three is that the antigen and the PCR test is for active infection. So both of those are nasal swabs. The difference between the antigen and the PCR is that the antigen is not as sensitive. It is quicker. It's about a 15-minute test, but it's not as sensitive. So what we have to do is if we get a negative antigen result, we are confirming those with the PCR, which could then take a little bit longer, but that's going to give us more accurate results. The PCR test is the gold standard. The antibody test is a blood draw, and what that's looking for is past infection. So that's the difference between it and the antigen and PCR.
Very good. David, understand there's a community-wide testing event next week. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, there's going to be a testing event going to happen on September 15th. It's going to be next Tuesday at the Baxter County Fairgrounds between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. This time, my memory serves me right. We had one back in April, and that was a screening slash testing event. Everyone that shows up to this one will get tested. From what UAMS has told us, they're going to be partnering with Baxter Regional, Baxter County, and they're going to help us knock this out. If you are planning on coming to the event, you're going to come on to Wade Street or Wade Avenue, and then you're going to turn right onto Fairgrounds Drive, and you're going to go in the gate there. And as you get in the gate, you'll be given a little registration card that takes, you know, less than 5 minutes to register. As you're going through the line, you'll get up to the first set of tents, and then you'll exit out behind the cattle barn there on the fairgrounds. We're going to have a lot of people that are going to be helping control this thing, the Baxter County Sheriff's Office, the Mountain Home PD. We've been fortunate enough to get the approval of ASU Mountain Home to let us use their campus in case we do have a lot of folks that want to show up and get tested. This time around, I think we might have quite a few compared to the first event come out and show up. The good thing about it here is the people in Baxter are very aware of the virus. They're very active, and when they do become positive, I think someone here at Baxter Regional mentioned before that they're being extremely smart about it and they're staying home and quarantining. But if you are worried that you may come down with a virus or you're showing symptoms or something, we do encourage you to come out and get tested.
Now, this is a drive-through event, correct?
Yes, sir. It sure is. And last time we did have somebody that walked through. That's fine. You can walk through. If you don't have a car, you can't get a ride. But we do ask when you do show up in a car, that you stay in the vehicle and you're not wandering around and things like that until you exit the gate.
Very good. Barney, anything else we need to mention this morning?
Well, I just want to encourage the people to take advantage of that testing. That's just so important next Tuesday. And I appreciate the county and David and the judge and stepping up and really helping us with that. And I think it's very important that our community use that opportunity to be tested. So I encourage the folks to do that. Just remember, wearing your mask, doing social distancing is the way we can control this thing. This is not, again, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon, and I feel like we're coming to the mile 26 here pretty soon, so let's all stay diligent in helping each other.
You bet. Hey, great information once again. We thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you, Brad. We appreciate you all.
All right. Again, Barney Larry this morning, Stephanie Free, and David Stultz.